Is it right?
Hi, 大家好。
Hi, everyone.
我是老陈。
I am Lao Chen.
今天是2026年7月15号，星期三。
Today is Wednesday, July 15th, 2026.
今天的第一部分内容。
The first part of today's content.
一。正在为世界杯半决赛备战的阿根廷国家足球队
An Argentine national football team that is preparing for the World Cup semifinals
7月14号凌晨发文表示
On July 14th, I posted a message in the early morning
我们看到了中国广西洪水的新闻
We saw the news about floods in Guangxi, China.
非常希望为中国的阿根廷球迷
I really hope to be able to serve Chinese Argentine fans.
广西的阿根廷球迷做些什么
What do Argentine fans in Guangxi do?
我们有心捐赠一批阿根廷国家队的物资
We would like to donate some equipment from the Argentine national team.
包括水杯
including a water bottle,
毛巾
towels,
服装
clothing,
背包等
backpacks, etc.
我们希望对灾后恢复和建设有所帮助的物资。
We are looking for supplies to help with post-disaster recovery and reconstruction.
阿根廷队说
Argentina said,
现在正处于世界杯期间
Currently, it is during the World Cup.
他们感受到非常多来自中国球迷的支持和助威
They felt a lot of support and encouragement from Chinese fans.
这对阿根廷国家队也是极具振奋的力量。
This is a great boost for the Argentine national team.
现在他们希望可以回馈这份支持。
They now hope to reciprocate this support.
阿根廷队表示
Argentina team stated that
我们将尽快联系
We will contact you as soon as possible.
可以帮助我们实现捐赠的伙伴。
We can help our partners achieve their donation goals.
把这些象征我们友谊和支持的物资
These items which symbolize our friendship and support.
完成对受灾地区的捐赠。
Complete the donation to the disaster-stricken area.
上述贴文
The above post.
吸引大量中国网民点赞或留言表示感谢。
Attracted a large number of Chinese netizens to like or comment, expressing their gratitude.
不少网民也提及
Many netizens also mentioned.
阿根廷队过去曾为中国地震受灾地区捐赠物资。
Argentina's team has previously donated supplies to disaster-stricken areas in China.
我虽然不是球迷
although I am not a fan,
也要感谢阿根廷队的善意。
Also, thank you for the goodwill of Argentina.
二
Two,
综合媒体报道
According to comprehensive media reports,
国际数据公司的数据显示
According to data from the International Data Corporation,
华为和苹果均在今年第二季度扩大了在中国智能手机市场的领先优势。
In the second quarter of this year, both Huawei and Apple have expanded their leading positions in the Chinese smartphone market.
根据出货量数据
Based on the sales volume data,
存储芯片供应紧缺
Chip supply shortage,
已迫使安卓智能手机厂商纷纷提价
To force Android smartphone manufacturers to raise prices,
这不仅拖累了出货量。
This not only drags down the shipment volume,
也加剧市场两极分化。
This also exacerbates market polarization.
尽管第二季度
Despite the second quarter,
中国整体手机市场下降 4.3%。
The overall mobile phone market in China has declined by 4.3%.
但华为和苹果的出货量分别上涨 19.4% 和 24.4%。
However, Huawei's shipments increased by 19.4% and Apple's shipments increased by 24.4%。
这两家主导中国高端手机市场的大企业是仅有的
These two companies dominate the high-end smartphone market in China.
两家记录为销量增长的主要手机厂商。华为以 22.6% 的市场份额位居第一。
The two records show that Huawei, with a market share of 22.6%, is the leading mobile phone manufacturer in terms of sales growth.
苹果 18.1%, 排第二。
Apple ranked 18th, second only to Google.
OPPO 和 VIVO 出货量分别下降 9.7% 和 11.4%。
Oppo and Vivo both saw a decline in shipments, with Oppo down 9.7% and Vivo down 11.4%.
小米出货量大跌 21.7%.
Xiaomi's shipments fell by 21.7%.
非
separate.
分析师指出
The expert pointed out that
当竞争对手纷纷提价时
When competitors are raising prices,
华为和苹果保持了价格稳定。
Huawei and Apple have maintained stable prices.
在一个多数市场因素都让消费者观望的季度里
In a season where most market factors are making consumers hesitant,
这给了犹豫不决的买家一个果断下单的理由。
This gives indecisive buyers a reason to make a decisive purchase.
此外
In addition,
全球市场也呈现出类似趋势。
The global market also shows a similar trend.
全球智能手机整体出货量下降 6.7%。
The overall global smartphone shipment volume decreased by 6.7%.
而三星和苹果成为例外。
And Samsung and Apple are the exceptions.
三。
Three.
综合媒体报道。
According to comprehensive media reports,
海关总署7月14号公布的数据显示
According to data released by the General Administration of Customs on July 14,
今年上半年，中国锂电池和风力发电机组等绿色能源相关产品出口分别增长 37.6% 和 35.6%。
In the first half of this year, China's exports of lithium batteries and wind power generation equipment in green energy-related products increased by 37.6% and 35.6%, respectively.
电动汽车增长 68.7%。
Electric vehicle sales increased by 68.7%.
铁道电力机车增长 45.1%.
The railway power car sales increased by 45.1%.
电动摩托及脚踏车增长 31.5%.
Electric motorcycles and scooters have increased by 31.5%.
分析认为，
Analysis suggests that
全球加快寻找替代能源。
the world is accelerating the search for alternative energy sources.
加上中东战争
，at Middle East Station,
导致能源供应紧张
causes energy supply shortages,
进一步推高相关产品的需求。
further boost demand for related products.
今天的第二部分内容。
The second part of today's content.
一，讲几个美国的消息。
Here are a few news from the United States.
第一
First,
美国政府7月13号公布的预算数据显示
According to the budget data released by the U.S. government on July 13,
在最高法院裁定特朗普关税战违法，要求政府向已缴纳关税的企业退款。
The Supreme Court ruled that the government must refund tariffs paid by businesses that have already paid them.
美国政府至今已支付了810亿美元关税退款。
The U.S. government has already paid out $810 million in tariff refunds.
而联邦预算赤字也自本财年开始以来首次扩大。
Furthermore, the federal budget deficit has also expanded for the first time since the beginning of this fiscal year.
不过，分析指出
，However, the analysis indicates that
由于特朗普政府正在着手构建新的关税壁垒。
Due to the Trump administration's efforts to build new trade barriers,
这些退款只代表赤字的暂时增加。
These refunds only represent a temporary increase in the deficit.
第二
Second,
以加州为首的美国12个州联合向加州北区联邦地方法院提起诉讼。
The United States, led by California, has filed a lawsuit against the other 11 states, including California, in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California.
试图阻止美国大型媒体和娱乐集团派拉蒙公司以1100亿美元收购华纳兄弟泰索公司。
Attempting to block the acquisition of Warner Bros. Discovery by Paramount Global, a large U.S. media and entertainment group, for $110 billion.
这12个民主党执政的州在诉状中表示
The 12 states that have been governed by the Democratic Party have filed a lawsuit.
这项交易将催生一家有能力支配市场的媒体巨头，损害电影院和电视发行商的利益。
This transaction will create a media giant with the power to dominate the market, which could harm the interests of movie theaters and television distributors.
导致消费者需支付更高价格。
This leads to consumers having to pay higher prices.
同时削弱影视相关从业人员的薪资竞争力。
At the same time, weaken the salary competitiveness of people in the film and television industry.
诉状称
The complaint alleges that
派拉蒙完成收购后
After completing the acquisition, Paramount
将控制美国电影批发市场 27% 的份额。
Control 27% of the U.S. movie distribution market.
30%的卖座电影市场和27%的基本电视频道。
30% of the box office and 27% of basic cable.
另外
In addition,
派拉蒙的 CEO 大卫·埃里森是甲骨文创始人亿万富豪拉里·埃里森的儿子。
The CEO of Paramount, David Ellison, is the son of Oracle founder and billionaire Larry Ellison.
而老埃里森与总统特朗普关系密切。
And the old Ellison and President Trump have a close relationship.
所以，这里边最关键的是谁来掌握媒体。
Therefore, the most important thing here is who controls the media.
第三
Third,
据媒体报道
According to reports,
一名美国移民及海关执法局特工周一在缅因州枪杀了一名哥伦比亚司机。
On Monday, an Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE agent from the United States shot and killed a Colombian driver in Maine.
一周前
A week ago,
另一名特工在休斯顿枪杀了一名驾车者。
Another agent shot and killed a driver in Houston.
知情人士周二透露
According to sources,
在短短一周内发生两起致命枪击事件后
Following two fatal shootings in a matter of days,
特朗普政府官员指示
Trump administration officials instructed
移民和海关执法局特工暂停大多数车辆拦截行动。
Border Patrol and Customs Enforcement agents have suspended most vehicle interception operations.
二
Two,
俄乌战争最新进展
Latest developments in the Russia-Ukraine war.
乌克兰和九个欧洲盟友丹麦
Ukraine and nine European allies, Denmark,
法国
France,
德国
Germany,
意大利
Italy,
荷兰
Netherlands,
挪威
Norway,
西班牙
Spain,
瑞典
Sweden,
英国13号发表联合声明
The United Kingdom issued a joint statement,
成立一个综合反弹道导弹联盟
Establish a comprehensive anti-missile alliance.
将共同研发一套纯粹防御性的反弹道导弹系统。
Develop a purely defensive anti-ballistic missile system together.
作为美国爱国者防空系统的替代方案。
As an alternative to the American Patriot missile defense system.
并力求以更低成本提供防御能力
and strive to provide defensive capabilities at a lower cost.
乌克兰总统泽连斯基表示
Ukrainian President Zelensky stated that
若乌克兰有更多方式可以拦截俄罗斯的弹道导弹普京坐到谈判桌前的可能性就越大
If Ukraine has more ways to intercept Russian ballistic missiles, the possibility of reaching a negotiation table will increase.
因为他在这场战争中的最后一张底牌将不再奏效。
Because the last card in this war will no longer be effective.
这套系统采用类似乐高积木的合作模式。
This system adopts a collaborative model similar to Lego bricks.
整合欧洲不同军工企业的技术专长。
Integrate the technological expertise of different European defense companies.
预计可在12个月内投入运作。
Expected to be put into operation within 12 months.
并让所有参与方都具备生产能力
and ensure that all parties have the ability to produce.
三
Third,
据媒体报道
According to media reports,
根据14号发布的一份研究报告
according to a research report released on the 14th.
欧盟人口目前为 4.506 亿。
The current population of the European Union is 450.6 million.
将在2029年达到 4.533 亿的峰值。
Will reach a peak of 4.53 billion in 2029.
随后进入长期缓慢的下降趋势。
Then entered a long-term downward trend.
到2100年
,By the year 2000,
欧盟人口将降至 3.988 亿。
The population of the European Union will fall to 3.98 billion.
总体下降 11.7%.
Zongtai Zir Jiang Bai Fen Jai Shi Dian Kai.
达到上世纪70年代以来的最低水平。
Reached the lowest level since the 1970s.
另外，人口老龄化将给社会和经济带来挑战。
Currently, the aging population will bring challenges to society and economy.
到2050年
,By 2050,
欧盟近三分之一的居民将在65岁或以上。
Nearly one-third of the population in Europe will be 65 years or older.
目前这一比例为五分之一。
Currently, this proportion is one-fifth.
好。
Okay.
好，今天呢，就跟大家聊这么多。
Today, I'll talk to you about this.
希望大家点赞。
Hope everyone likes it.
转发。关注
Forward follow.
谢谢大家，再见。
Thank you all. Goodbye.